Let's talk about 5G homes. Our future homes will be hyper-connected, hyper-personalized technology hubs. Wi-Fi-enabled TVs, smart thermostats, automated grocery delivery, many homes today are already enhanced by digital services and devices. But even though these gadgets are connected to the internet, they're not really connected to each other. For example, your Philips Smart Light and your Apple TV, for instance, can't really communicate with each other to create the perfect lighting ambience for your movie night. Yet this is precisely what a truly smart home should be able to do: to coordinate a variety of digital services and devices to perfectly suit your needs. What would a perfect future home look like? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe your fridge knows your bank card details when the information transferring system is too efficient, too fast. That's just my guess. But I think that will definitely become a reality soon in the future. Let's discuss something about the features of 5G. Firstly, we all agree that 5G is much faster. Wi-Fi usually runs on one of two spectrum bands. For 5G, it has a latency of only 1 millisecond, meaning it would take a sort of blink of an eye for a signal to cross from the main network to your device. Wow, okay, that's Superman kind of efficiency. Second, 5G has better reach. Well, your home Wi-Fi reaches about 50 meters at best, probably even with a few dead zones around your house, like toilet. The mobile 5G network can reach a device up to over 16,000 meters away. Thirdly, 5G allows for more connections. It can connect 1 million devices per square kilometer, 10 times more than 4G. And this is a crucial requisite for the advanced Internet of Things of the future home, in which all kinds of home devices like your fridge, thermostat, or TV are able to connect and communicate online. Advancements in speed, data capacity, and coverage give 5G the edge needed to power the future home. And most industrial companies and countries are already in the process of switching to this new wireless standard. Once universally adopted, there's another way 5G will bring us closer to the future home. It will replace the many different and incoherent wireless standards our devices currently run on, finally enabling them to communicate with each other. So to conclude, electrical appliances can actually communicate with each other by having 5G. So electrical appliances can make friends with each other, like my lightning can make friends with my TV. Of course, 5G alone won't bring about the future home. In order to enable a hyper-personalized and hyper-connected home experience, 5G needs to be combined with other cutting-edge technology, such as eSIMs, edge computing, and advanced data analytics. Edge computing, for example, is a way to rely on small, local centers for data processing rather than far-away storage sites. As more and more of our devices go online, this new system will provide essential relief for the central network. Here's another key message. The biggest challenges for the future home will be data fragmentation, privacy, and cost. The so-called data sloan. Sorry, this is a French word. I'm not sure my pronunciation is right, but I'm trying to be like a French person. So-called data sloan is perhaps the biggest roadblock on the way to the future home. Many companies are still reluctant to share information about their devices, software, and customers with third parties, least of all other parties. But when different smart technologies can't share data, they can't really understand, learn, and adapt in the ways needed to provide a seamless user experience of the future home. Therefore, in order to integrate information efficiently, future home companies need to start sharing user data. But that will just lead to an obstacle: data privacy. When everything from your car to your toilet is connected to a central home command node, like you've got one central command in your home, and that command node has access to your bank details, social security number, and even health information. Rock-solid protocols on how to protect that data are indispensable. To start with, companies can no longer bury information on data privacy in the fine print. The future home industry needs clear, accessible standards for data storage and management that gives users first-hand control over their personal information. In addition, companies will have to ramp up their security standards to protect users against hacks and other cyber attacks. In a recent Accenture study on cybersecurity, 24% of tested companies couldn't detect half of the breach attempts to their networks. In a world where your fridge knows things about you that even your boyfriend doesn't, this is unacceptable. Okay, that's just, well, the final challenge for the emerging future home industry will be initial cost. Currently, connected home devices such as smart thermostats are between 150 and 2,000% more expensive than their analog counterparts. Imagine having to pay this extra charge on the hundreds of devices in your future home. That's going to be extortionate. For the future home to become the new normal, it must be affordable. The only way to do that is for companies to work together and slowly build demand so that mass production can bring down device prices. So, this is today's content. I hope you enjoy it. It is all about future 5G homes. I'm expecting myself to live in 5G homes in the future, in probably next 3 years. Okay, so I hope you enjoy it and see you next week. Bye.